When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Georgia. Welcome to the enchantment under the sea dance. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hour three. Live on My Talk. Everything entertainment. Everything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Affleck.
Nope.
Whoa, jeez, too early.
It's a little morning hunting left. A little morning hunting.
I guess. You didn't get it though, did you?
Nope.
No,
oh, got that one.
What was that?
It's a chicken.
Oh, my God.
Oh, nothing like hunting right before our third hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's amazing.
Whoa.
Got that one, too.
Well, Don's been hunting, too, for second
my aim.
Romancer.
Yeah.
And
what's
no answering of the phones. So
really,
right, Don, is that
that's true?
Yeah,
I don't even have to play our love making music.
No, I'm sorry, you can. We could talk about beards again or asparagus or I don't know, but it's not. Oh.
What's happening?
Maybe we'll see if we can get him on later this week or something.
Yeah. Well,
this happens, you know, cold feet.
Hey, I don't mean to doom our own segment. I wouldn't call into a radio show to talk about my date. I'm just sorry. I shouldn't say that out loud, but
I know.
Just saying. No wonder people don't answer on the regular.
Actually,
maybe they sound love. Yeah.
Actually, the harder one to get a hold of actually called in.
Oh, okay.
But the first one who actually brought the story to us about how they were being ghosted, that's the one who hasn't answered.
Oh, well. Ooh. You know what? I have something happy.
Oh.
To fill this void.
Good.
I have something happy
What'd
and joyous.
Guess?
I have an ab fab that's a human being. And I always love nominating human beings for an ab fab.
Oh, jeez, I saw this. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, good.
If you're going where I think you're going.
Fabulous.
I am going. You know me like that.
Yeah.
I am saying, and I know I'm a little late to this, but that's all right. I am nominating as an ab fab item. Brunch with Babs.
Yes.
Her Instagram and her TikTok. I love this woman. She's the internet mom and grandma you didn't know you needed.
Yes.
As her log line says, come for the family recipes, stay for the motherly advice.
Oh, okay. Is it a real person or a character?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, her name is Barbara Costello.
Alexis, I am obsessed with her.
Yes, I get it.
Capital O obsessed.
Especially with her Thanksgiving tips right now.
The prep!
Brilliant!
Did you watch the leftovers? Okay. Oh, no, not the leftovers. Did you see the prep?
Yeah. All of it.
That one. Okay. I'm going to play because I think it transfers. I listened to it with my eyes closed like a freak, and I think it works. Yes!
Yes!
The cooler idea! Who the hell thought of that?
Well, Babs.
Dawn,
I can't wait to hear it. I have no idea
Dawn,
who Babs is.
Be prepared to be amazed. Now,
she's a big hit on Instagram, on TikTok. Okay.
She's on Hoda and Rita Lee.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Yeah.
She also has a cookbook called Celebrate with Babs.
Wow.
Adore her. So here it is. Here's her do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving prep. This is just an example of her wonderment. And I think this transfers through the radio device. I don't think it's visual. Take a listen.
Did your mom ever tell you the do's and don'ts of Thanksgiving prep? If not,
I'm here to tell you. Cooking for Thanksgiving does not have to be chaotic.
That's
Don't
right.
measure as you go. Do this instead. Mise en place. Take a baking sheet. Use one for every recipe. Everything on your recipe card is all measured, ready to go. Don't run out of stove space. Do this instead. Just use your slow cooker and thermos. Keep your mashed potatoes and gravy warm. Don't worry about not having enough space in your refrigerator or oven. Do put your coolers to good use. Use one cooler to keep things cold with anything you're not going to need on Thanksgiving. You turn your other cooler into a hot box. Just pour hot water into your cooler and let it sit for 5 minutes. Just drain the water out. Line with foil and you've got a hot box. You're making potatoes for a crowd. Don't hand wash all these potatoes. Do put your dishwasher to use. Just load up your dishwasher with those potatoes and put it on a quick rinse cycle.
Yes!
After 9 minutes, our potatoes are clean.
Can you stand it?
Potatoes in the dishwasher.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yes!
It works.
You've done it, Lex?
Yeah, and actually, I've done it in my washing machine, too. On
gentle
cycle.
What?
Yes.
Gentle.
If you are a pickler or canner,
yeah,
put your cucumbers in your washing machine too. It cleans them up brilliantly.
Shut the
yes.
front door.
Oh, I thought you were gonna cuss.
We made like 100 quarts one summer, and that's how we cleaned all of our cucumbers and green beans too.
I could not believe the hot box idea.
Yes.
Is so damn good.
Okay, hot box. I kind of didn't get that one. So when you say like, what do you mean? Like
take a
styrofoam
cooler. No, like a real cooler. Pour boiling hot water in it. Close it for 5 minutes so it turns hot. Then dump the water out. You know, open the spigot, release the water. Line it with tin foil and put your hot items in there. Close the lid and it keeps it warm.
Okay.
Instead of it keeping it cool.
Like a plastic cooler that
yeah.
has a spout for yes. camping. And then you pour how much? Like the whole thing full?
Not, oh, no, no. You can just do a big, Lex, but probably she filled.
Maybe halfway she filled
halfway,
up.
Halfway, yeah.
Okay.
Not even that,
or
of
maybe
boiling
like,
water.
Yeah, just what a pot's full.
Yeah. yeah. And it gets it hot, so it's like a reverse cooler.
Mm.
Yes.
You know it's an insulated item, and it doesn't matter if it's cold or hot.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it keeps the temp. I loved her leftover tip that was the next video that she shared, Jace.
Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yes, to get... You know, like a foil 6 cupcake, I guess.
I have it. Should we just play
item.
It?
Yeah, okay, yes. What do you call Let's that thing? It's like a cupcake foil baker thing.
Let's see what Babs says.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hi, everybody. It's Babs. Did
Hi.
Your mom ever tell you the easiest way to send guests home with Thanksgiving leftovers? Try disposable cupcake tins.
That's
Set
it.
Up a leftover station and have your guests help themselves. Perfect serving size for leftovers. They get a little bit of everything. Just cover. And the best part, right into your oven for leftovers the next day.
Yes!
That is brilliant, Babs! I love you, gobble gobble.
Okay, I need a whole one for green bean casserole, though. That's just my...
Don't be greedy, dog. Don't be greedy. There are other guests at the party.
We had a discussion during the commercial break before. That's all we want.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, God.
I mean, I want anything, but it is my favorite.
I want the stuffing. Y'all can have the green, nasty green bean casserole.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. That's why we'd be good to... Feast together.
That's right.
We all like, feast together. Come on. Here she is back in the 1800s.
She is. Feast.
Oh my gosh. I think, speaking of Thanksgiving and feasting, are you
and
guys
Babs?
A fan and Babs of cranberry sauce?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Because I love it too, Dawn.
Yes.
It's a staple. I need it on my plate. It gives a little color. It adds a little tart, tangy deliciousness.
You get tart. You get a little bite of turkey and then you have some tart. I even like to have a little turkey with cranberry sauce, a little slice of it with that on top.
Yum. Yes, Dawn.
No.
But, someone who's coming over for Thanksgiving said, no, I can't do it. It's kind of, because it, you know, it keeps the form of the can.
That's what you just squeeze it out, and then you just
it's
slice
like,
a chunk
plop,
off.
And then it's perfect. It's like that perfect circular
It's
cake.
Like a little gelatin. Yeah, and then you just slice a piece off. If they don't want it, they don't have to have it.
No.
Yeah, I'll pass on
that. She's almost repulsed by it, which
okay.
I was like, wow. I thought this was a staple for everyone's Thanksgiving, but I guess not.
It's a for a lot of people's. I just do not enjoy it.
You don't like it. Do you prefer the one that's in the big gloopy can shape or the ones that are more homemade with the whole cranberries?
That's more of like, loose.
I like the cheap kind from the can.
Loose.
Me too, Doc.
Gross.
loose cranberry sauce.
Oh, that's so disgusting. Yeah. That's so vile.
We don't want it to go blub, blub, blub when it comes out of the can.
What are you talking about? You don't like any of these noises. Oh.
Yeah.
So gross. Okay, I'm going to play one more for you. This is Babs, and I guess this recipe took off when she posted it. It's dump and bake pizza casserole. And because we're a casserole loving folk here in Minnesota, I thought you would love this. So take a listen.
Don't bother calling for pizza takeout. Make this instead. Hi, everybody. It's Babs. I'm making a four-ingredient dump and bake pizza casserole, which you're going to love. No doubt, we've all had a busy week. Box of pasta. Jar your favorite marinara sauce. Next, 3 cups of water. Next, cover with pepperoni slices. This is one of my grandkids' favorites. And you want to know something? Mine too. And stir. Just combine it all together. Just cover very tightly with foil and pop it in the oven. So after 25 minutes, carefully remove the foil. Top with some shredded mozzarella. Top with a few more pepperoni. Back in until nice and bubbly. Once the cheese is melted and it's nice and bubbly, time to take it out of the oven. Time to serve. Whoa, doesn't that look yum yum?
Oh, it's so good. It looks so good. Dump and bake pepperoni pizza casserole.
Yum yum.
Adore her. I love her so much.
Oh, I'm so happy. Yes.
Oh, I love her so much.
I'm putting links up right now on our show page. If you're like, who was that again? It's Brunch Babs. With Babs. We've got links to her website and her Instagram at mytalk1071.com.
You won't regret it, peeps. My talkers, you will not regret it. And you'll keep watching. I just like watching her make stuff.
Yeah, she's just delightful. She's the grandma that we always... a bonus grandma.
I started when she had her, it's too late now, she had great tips for your pumpkin that I was loving, like putting, I think, Vaseline, you know, if you cut out the eyes, you rub Vaseline around the flesh to keep it from getting moldy and drying out.
Yeah.
I thought, how great of a tip.
If you do that, you don't want it to catch on fire. You don't want the petroleum to catch on fire. Put a fake candle.
And you know how it's all wheat, all that stuff, the guts in the middle? She said you use a hand mixer.
Yes.
Let the hand mixer get a lot of that goop.
It works wonders.
Yeah. I thought, wow, what a great idea. I don't know. That's when I fell in love with her.
She is just the amalgam of like 25 people, and they're like, she's a good character to release all of these things.
Maybe. I don't know. She's just, I adore her.
It feels really organic. It feels like these are her ideas. It's her cookbook.
Okay.
Pat definitely has a team around her who are making really great content for her. So in that way, yes, but it feels like it's authentically from her.
People are loving it. Katie B says she does the cooler trick all of the time. Thank you, Katie B. Phil tried the dump and bake pizza casserole and loved it.
Oh, gosh. Aww.
And then Megan says, I vote for Babs to replace Second Chance Romance. Yeah.
We agree.
We agree. We can't afford Babs, though. She's too big now.
Yeah. Oh, Jace and Dawn, we have to sign up for, it looks like, her newsletter. Jennifer emailed us and says that she sent out a Thanksgiving prep guide that's 20 pages of pure genius.
Okay.
20 pages.
She's an angel right here on earth.
Wow.
She really is. Or just call Red Cow and Red Rabbit and get their Thanksgiving meal kit. You can do that either, too.
Nice. Yeah,
thank you. That's what we're doing. I'm very serious. Anyway, 8:17. When we come back, the big pop culture stories of the day in the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Entertainment. It's all we do and we do it well. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It is time for the Dirt Alert with Dawn McClain. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. There was a really sweet thread, a viral thread going around about Colin Farrell and how nice he is.
Mm.
And you just don't know this about some celebrities until someone starts it. This woman who worked at a late night diner, she said, this is what started it. She tweeted, Colin Farrell's the nicest celebrity I ever served at 3 a.m. at Fred 62. He sat at the counter and ordered a tuna melt, then later called me over and said thoughtfully, these fries are really effing good. So then there were 293 replies. Here's some of them. When he was shooting the movie Phone...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Booth, I was the extra that got picked to stand in front of him dressed as a cop and yell obscenities at him for a day while he emoted. After every few takes, he'd give me a thumbs up and a wink to let me know I was doing a good job. I'll always remember that. Great. Oh, boy. Here's Love another it. One. Helped him and his boy look for some books once in my bookstore. We didn't have what the kid wanted. Through years of conditioning and terror, I started apologizing profusely, but he just smiled and said gently and Irishly, "Worst things in the world, friend." Oh, boy. Here's another one. When I hosted at a restaurant a few years ago, he came in, ordered a lobster roll, and asked me to text him when it was ready, but we only had a landline, so he just gave me his number. It had me text him from my cell phone. She has a screenshot, and she blocked out the number, and she said, "Hi, this is Jules from Sawyer. We've got your lobster roll ready for you." And then it says, "Gracias," with some praying hands. That's so cool that he gave his cell phone number to some random hostess.
He's so cool. Wow. I enjoy him. Yes. I enjoy him. I always have.
Here's another one here. Once I was sitting outside a coffee shop and he walked up, head shaved, bald, dark shades, paper-thin tiny booty shorts, and huge black Uggs. It was an insane outfit. I couldn't look away while he was chatting with the owner. Then 10 seconds later, after he walked away, an older man tripped over a root coming through the sidewalk and sort of fell in slow motion and cracked his head on the ground. My doctor friend examined him, and the owner took him to the hospital. It was the weirdest single five-minute period of my life. Oh, so my two gosh. Different stories there, but just seeing him in booty shorts and black Uggs Colin walking Fair around.
Booty shorts.
What?
Booty shorts. Okay.
Wow. Okay, here's well, another
I'm down
one.
With that.
Uh-huh. Back in 2002, I went to a roller skating fundraiser in L.A. called Wigs on Wheels, and he was there. Wasn't doing so great skating. I gave him some pointers, and then he took... This selfie of us on his phone, very cool and sweet. As for roller skating, he shouldn't quit his day job. But he took the selfie and then texted her the selfie. Like, he wanted the selfie.
Oh.
And so she posted that as well. It goes on and on. Just like, you're like, oh, every story is just like, oh. This is a guy who really does not have this barrier between himself and his fans.
Yeah.
You know, it's just...
I like
that's
that.
Great news.
That just
it?
Validates what I thought about him. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, very cool. Okay, Megan Thee Stallion. I read the title and I said, she has what? It says Megan Thee Stallion has a restraining order against her label.
Huh?
I'm like, what? How do you do that? Well, a judge ordered it. A judge helped. She's been having a lot of trouble with her label. They're forcing her to do a few other albums in her contract that she doesn't want to be in. But she filed legal documents to get a restraining order against her label, 1501, and her distributor. According to the documents, TMZ has them. She claims that her label made threatening and retaliatory moves to block her from using her own music in connection with the AMAs, which will be handed out this coming Sunday. So they're like mad at her, and now they're trying to work against her at the AMAs. And a judge listened to the story and granted her a restraining order and then blocked them from interfering with her music being used from this music being used on the award show.
Music.
She can use her own music, but they were blocking her from using it.
Sounds like Kelly Clarkson's. We've heard this 1,000 times. Yeah.
Oh, so strange. Like these celebrities, they get hooked up with labels in the beginning, and then they end up just being. It's like rarely do you find a label that's actually good to their artists.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of them just go independent now. So, I hope that works out for her. That also gives me pause going, oh, okay, the AMAs are coming up this Sunday. Good to know. Good to know. Seth Rogen, he's not just making pottery anymore and smoking pot. He's probably doing these things as well, but Apple TV Plus has won the rights to a new comedy series from Seth Rogen. And the show is going to be about a legacy Hollywood movie studio trying to survive in a world where it's increasingly difficult for art and commerce to live together. He's going to star in it.
It's a real struggle.
Yeah, he's going to executive produce it and co-write it. And then his longtime producing partner, Evan Goldberg, and Veep's Peter Urich and Alan Gregory will also work on the script.
So,
the messy marriage of art and commerce. It's the tale of everybody in Hollywood.
So a big studio trying to make it right now with all this streaming, and it's a comedy by Seth Rogen. I definitely will be watching that.
Yep. I love it. And this isn't visual. Another recommendation. You guys go look at the trailer for Senior, the new documentary from Robert Downey Jr. about his dad, director Robert Downey. Oh my God, guys. It's not audio friendly. Just, you guys go watch it, please. It's called Senior. You'll love it. You'll love it. Yeah. More stories like this at mytalk1071.com. Download the newest episode of Dawn and Kenny's podcast, News from the Krabby Coffee Shop at garagelogic.com. And the new episode of Two Fairy Godfathers dropped last night. It is a must listen to. Go get it right now. We'll be back right after this.
In a minute, I'm gonna need a cinnamon.
It's Oprah.
She is so wise.
Out of context.
This morning I woke up and I had a little tingle.
That was Oprah.
Did she really say that?
Out of context.
Okay.
Oprah. Well, I wish I woke up with a little tingle. I don't know about you two, but that sounds fun.
I don't have time for tingles.
Wow.
No time.
Not in the morning. Come on now.
Yeah. Touché.
Yeah, very true. Hey, Oprah. Well, welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Oprah, what's coming up on our show a little bit later?
Coming up, male menopause.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait to talk about that. Yeah.
That's a thing.
It is a thing. It is. Manopause. Manopause, they call it.
What that's all about. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah. We're so glad you're here. We have some TV to talk about, so here we go.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Okay, I don't even know where to start from what Alexis has written and what Dawn wrote on here, but I both made me laugh.
Oh.
Let's start with Alexis. Yesterday, Dawn gave her review of the Great British Bake Off, and one of the challenges was just bizarre, dealing with tarts. Lex, you watched?
Did I caught up? Dawn, but I guess seeing it and your description of it, it is exactly how you described it. But I really loved looking at those vertical tarts.
Oh, you loved looking at them. Would you have loved making them?
I think so, because it was so intricate in the way that they had to layer up the tarts. And you could just see, just visually, it looked so pretty. I mean, absolutely. Eating it seems ridiculous because you could just lay it flat and bake it that way. But I quite enjoyed that, actually.
Okay.
And I am feeling for the contestants because at the end here, I really love them all, but you always feel for that person who doesn't make it
to the finals.
The top three.
Especially
finals.
At this point.
Yeah. Oh, man. So that was kind of too.
But
and Matt is just not funny. Poor guy. He's really trying hard.
I know.
Oh, man. Noel just has it. You know, it's just naturally comes up to the contestants. They have a fun time chit-chatting. I don't think they need two hosts.
You don't?
I think he could do it all by himself.
I just miss the original hosts. I miss the two women whose name sadly escapes me. But
Sue and...
Thank you.
Mm.
Bartholomew?
No.
I don't know. Hold on a minute.
That's the name of Lindsay Lohan's horse in Falling for Christmas.
Original.
Or Balthamar, something like that.
Great British.
Horse and Falling for
Great British host. I got it. It's Sue.
It's something.
Sue and Mel.
I was going to say it's something a little.
Mel.
But, Yeah.
I liked both of them.
Sue has the glass. Sue has a yes. great other Netflix show, too.
Oh,
that's all about the history of food throughout the ages, and they dress in period costumes, and they eat like King Henry VIII did, and they cook it exactly the way, just gross, gross stuff.
It's medieval times?
Guy, it's like medieval stuff, and it's like the most disgusting. It's very informative, though. I'll have to look up what the name of those are, but it is hilarious.
Oh.
And sometimes they literally do and eat what they did and wear the costumes, and to see that woman in like... it's hilarious. And then some of them are like, they didn't have water, so they just drank all day. And so they're drunk. I mean, it's...
Wow. I gotta watch it, because I love Sue. I love
Sue. Okay, let me find it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can talk at the same time.
Oh, that's fine.
Not either.
So are you... Lex, are you happy with who went home? You seemed a little... Your face was a little contorted.
No, but one of the contestants that is staying has actually grown on me over time. So it's sad because I wanted all four of them to go. Have they done that before? Or has it always been a top three? Or is that ridiculous?
No, it's always been a top three because they don't give a second place. That's what I like about the show. It's just there's the winner and the other two are, you know, just there.
Supporting.
Yes.
And, yeah. I mean, they only win a trophy, really. I mean, and it's exposure
plate
and everything.
Even. It's not even a trophy. It's a freaking plate.
Oh, that's true. It's like a cake plate or something.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, if they're working it right.
Dawn, did you find it?
Working that plate right?
You're working that plate right, they'll get other deals and different things, you know? Because some, even winners haven't really capitalized on that yet.
No. What's I'm happy with what...
I'm this trying is, to find it.
Oh, okay. Super sorry. Sorry, I thought you did.
Sorry. I was listening.
No problem. Yeah,
oh, sorry. No. It's a...
how do you feel? Oh, you're not caught up yet, Jace, or...?
I'm not caught up.
Okay.
Compliment to Dawn. Colin said this. He goes, Dawn's review was so comprehensive yesterday, I think we can skip it because there's so much to watch. He goes, are we going to watch it? And I said, well, and he's like, oh, well, have you heard Dawn? I'm like, yeah, you're right. Let's just move on because we had so much to catch up on because the weekend was a waste. I was not productive and it drove me nuts a little bit.
So. I skipped the custard one. I just thought, you know what?
Oh, well, Dawn and I took one for the team on that one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I heard about it from you, too, so...
It was ridiculous. Skip.
Oh, my gosh. How could you skip part of it?
Well, we did, but Dawn, we did kind of rip it, you know? We probably did scare her off.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry, and we made I don't think we spoiled anything.
No, we didn't spoil it.
It's all good. I have no problem doing that.
We are comprehensive in our
But I know that
evaluation.
We feel very differently about things. You know, I can easily put a book down or skip to the end or you stay with TV shows, you know.
Yeah.
Dawn stays with them to the end.
Yeah. Yes.
I suffer. Mm-hmm. Watch another.
I only did that with Desperate Housewives. Did you find the name of it, Dawn?
Yeah. Not yet. Sorry.
That's all right. Let's move on because I want to know. Oh, my God. Don't worry about it. Okay. Dawn's watching. I texted Dawn last week and I said, Hagar, UK Drag Race is up and running and you should run that race. Yeah. So you had a little surprise. There was a little revelation. You learned something.
So, you know, whenever they in the past, just on any episode of Drag Race, they now like will make over the cameraman or, you know, have their moms come on or something like that. And they do like a twin challenge.
Yeah.
Well, they did this with. And this is the UK version with the Queen team. And I'm like, they started freaking out. And I'm like, who are the Queen team?
Yeah.
I didn't know they all had ladies to help them get dressed and, you know, help with their tucks and cinch corsets. And
they do
put on costumes. Yes. There is there's a crew of like six women who are called the Queen team. And they get them dressed. They put on their wigs. They help their costumers. Like backstage when you have a dresser. And I thought they did it all themselves. And it made me feel like it was a cool episode. But I also thought, make them do it themselves.
Yes.
I had no idea. Is this just a UK thing?
I don't know. I thought maybe if it's only in the UK, that would be weird. It's probably, I mean.
Oh, I don't
anybody
like
know?
That.
Tweet
I
don't, us.
I didn't
enjoy
know
that.
They had help.
Anybody know? Tweet us.
And why do I not want them to have help?
Unless Twitter's burned down. Let me check and make sure it's still open. It's still open. Okay. Yeah, I didn't...
I mean, yeah,
I don't know I don't want them to have help.
I want them to be rushing. Like if somebody takes too long on their makeup and they are, you know, some people are like still making their costumes.
Yes.
Like I don't want someone to dress them quickly. I want them to like be punished for that, for not using their time well.
Wow.
I mean, one of the queen team ladies was talking about what she'd done, and they're like, "What's the weirdest thing you've had to do when you're dressing one of the queens?" And she said, "Well, I had to crawl up under her skirt, and she had to tuck something back in." And she said, "Just one."
Oh.
And she goes, "A bollock."
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the tucking helped.
Her nibbles. Niblets.
I mean, I one think you would need out. Like a headlamp Riblets. Or a flashlight or something for that, don't you think?
Yeah. You would need a headlamp. That's good. She's already planning to be one of these ladies, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to help.
Okay, I'm opening up Twitter. Let me open the door here. Oh, it is on fire, but hold on a minute. I'm looking through the smoke. They think... Oh, God, that fire's raging. They think it's only a UK thing.
Really? Oh,
okay. Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I was wondering. We would have heard that after all the years of the US one. Whoa. Shut it down.
Twitter.
Run away.
Close the door.
Do you have some water over there?
I do. Okay. I needed it earlier with my hiccup.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get rid of it.
Oof, D.
Dumpster fire of Twitter. Well,
yeah,
you can
I'm having a hard time getting into the UK one again. I like the first two seasons, but then after that, I'm just such a. I love the US version.
I do too. Yeah. I do enjoy the Canada version. I'm just not into.
No. I'm out of that one.
I don't
one.
Like
I can't
them.
Do
I
one.
See that there's an Italian one, and I was like, ooh, maybe I'll try that.
Yeah.
Has Jeff watched the Italian one, your producer? Over
I'll
at the
find
TV
out because he'll get he's watched a lot of the international ones. I'll find out from him. I'll give you an answer tomorrow. Also coming up tomorrow, I might have had a change of heart about The Crown. I've watched more episodes, plus our review of the White Lotus. We'll do that tomorrow. But should we give it more tickets away, Dawn? Do we have something else?
We do. We have a pair of tickets to see Beauty and the Beast at Ordway. And the opening night performance is on Wednesday, November 30th. It's just for this show. So make sure you can go. It's at 7:30 p.m. And wouldn't that be great to take, you know, your granddaughter or grandson or son or daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just let them go in themselves.
That's
know?
Right. They're kidding. Old enough. Let's take them in there.
651-641-1071, caller 7 now.
When we come back, Pete Davidson's dating somebody new, and Post Malone is very, very happy. Both of those stories to wrap things up when we come back. Like no other. Hi, it's Jason for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. We had to get a new bag yesterday for Mr. Big. And one of the things I love is the fact that there's limited ingredients in their pure Vita formulas. Limited ingredients. I don't want a lot of fillers. I want the dogs to have the best. And that's what you're going to get with the Pure Vita series from Nutrisource. Now, I'm also with Mr. Big dealing with a picky eater. If you're like us, they have an answer. Introducing Nutrisource's Kombucha. That's right. Kombucha is a bone broth food topper. You pour right over the dry kibble and the dog will gobble it up. Three different flavors and it contains probiotics. So it's great for the tummy health of your puppy. So go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com to make the switch today and find a retailer near you. You'll find one. Flex, I'm going to step into the Twitter dumpster fire. Will you watch me, please? Just make sure.
Yeah, I'll come back. Put this leash on.
No, I actually found a fire suit for you.
Did you?
It's just the hood, though.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna go in.
What are you seeing there?
There we go.
Oh, no.
Okay, wow. I'm stepping into the Twitter dumpster fire because Abby has written to us. I made a mistake. I kept saying Colin Firth with that story about the nice celebrity. It's Colin Farrell. I kept saying Firth, so I apologize, Abby. I thank you for correcting me on that one. You're right. So, there we go.
Okay.
Whoa!
I had another email. It was an email, not the close to the dumpster.
Can I step out of the dumpster fire? Hold on a minute. Let me
get
up.
Put the oxygen tank on.
Okay. We had a listener email about the cooler and cooking in it, making it hot. She says they make corn on the cob, by putting boiling water in a cooler, and then it's just in, it's in there for 10 minutes, and then it's done.
That's how hot it is?
Wow.
Yeah, that's boiling hot water, and then the you can cook corn on the cob. I'm like, I am doing that when I go camping next time, because I have many times had it on like a grill that I have, yeah. And it's rolled off into the fire. Yeah. It's half cooked as you try to turn it, because you want all sides, and then one's too charred. No, I'm going to put it in a hot, because you can boil some hot water on the, you know, fire, put the kettle on fire, and then
turn it. We're talking about cooking with Bab, brunch with Babs. If you, that was the tip from her. It's an Instagram account. She's like a grandma. She's fabulous. Who's Pete Davidson dating, Lex?
Emily Ratajkowski. Now, we know her. She was an iCarly. She's English-born actor, model. She has a son who's she's raising with no gender. And she also recently said that she doesn't believe in straight people.
Oh,
I guess that her and Pete Davidson have been dating for a couple months now, and they're really into each other.
Well, okay. I don't know how I feel about their no straight people thing, but okay, sure. Hi, I'm glad they're having fun.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Says she's bi, doesn't believe in straight people. So that it's on a sliding scale. It's a spectrum.
Okay. To each their own.
Yeah. It's another way of saying that, I guess.
Absolutely.
You're using your small voice now.
I know.
Yeah.
You two crazy kids have
that
fun.
Comment. It's like saying if you take the opposite, you're saying there's no gay people. So we always have to look at both sides, Emily.
And let me tell you, I'm very gay.
Yeah. You're on that sliding scale, you're way over there.
I'm very Charles Nelson Riley gay. Very, very gay. Yes.
Oh, well, now it sounds like she's hot for Pete Davidson. And I guess they met through mutual friends. And he makes her laugh, of course. And he loves how intelligent she is. That's what the insider says.
Okay, Lex.
They've been holding hands.
Oh,
dating
cute.
In Brooklyn.
Oh, cute.
I wonder who this anonymous source is.
I know, seriously.
Who's the insider?
Yeah. Oh, well, we wish them well.
Yeah.
And hi, straight people. Why is Post Malone happy? So we're happy for those two crazy kids.
Sure.
Why are we happy for Post Malone?
Post Malone has broken a record in music. He is, according to the RCIAA... RIAA, pardon me.
What the hell is that?
The RIAA, that is it's a music thing. It's a group. You guys, what is it?
You're telling us.
It's your story.
I know, I'm sorry. I thought that was like, oh yeah, the RIAA.
But
he is 17.
RIAA.
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Recording Industry Association of America.
That's right. Something that's
what
just,
she said.
Yes, it's that's what it is. He is 17 times platinum with his song Sunflower with Swae Lee. And it broke history. It's officially the most certified in recording history. It is the collaboration with him. And it's the biggest single in history of all time of music.
Oh, I like him. You wouldn't think that. I enjoy him.
Yeah.
I've seen him on talk shows and I enjoy him very much.
What is it? Is it because he seems really lovable?
He seems very lovable. He's a little bit of an oddball. And I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So. Well, I'm going to leave now because I'm going to go back into the Twitter dumpster fire.
Yeah. Have fun in there.
Can you take me with you?
Yeah. Come with me. Go out there and be yourself because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day.
Scream it.
Yeah. You're that fire if you want to. You do whatever you want.
It's fun in here.
Have a great day. We love you. Don and Steve up next, and we'll talk tomorrow for Wednesday.